We'll discuss some Inyanei Geirus. And specifically, there's a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe. And it goes back to 1968. A case, actually, we're in Ontario now, but we're in a case in Winnipeg, Canada. What happened was, is a Gentile man converted, apparently by an Orthodox rabbi, and as well, an Orthodox rabbi married this Jewish woman. However, we know normally the Gemara tells us that for a male, besides tefillah, you need milah as well. And there's a discussion in the Gemara if a Gentile already had a circumcision, do you have to have another one? So it's a discussion in the Gemara. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch, at Sveika Dedina, we require you have to do Hatavas Dam Bris. So the case was, but the rabbi, for whatever reason, told him he doesn't have to do Hatavas Dam Bris. And then they did not live happily ever after, and the couple got a civil divorce, and then the husband disappeared. And they were looking for him to try to get a get for this Jewish woman. They couldn't find him. So they figured, so they asked Rav Moshe, is there any way we could nullify the conversion? Because could we do bito agera since the person never kept any mitzvah? So perhaps that shows then it was an insincere conversion, and therefore he was never Jewish. That was the Shaila asked to Rav Moshe. So, number one, he says, the fact that it was an Orthodox rabbi, so we're assuming he did it properly. And he did the geiros and the wedding properly. On the other hand, the fact that he never kept any mitzvahs shows that he wasn't, maybe it shows it was sincere. Unless he says, as some suggest, and there's a major discussion about Kabbalah's mitzvahs in general, and specifically in Eretz Yisrael, it's a bigger issue, that Rav Moshe raises the possibility that maybe in the mikvah, it's a very emotional moment, maybe he accepted the mitzvahs. So that's his question. On one hand, from his action, it appears that he never accepted anything because he never kept anything. On the other hand, perhaps he had a Kabbalah's mitzvah, a sincere Kabbalah's mitzvah, he just never kept anything. So that's the Shaila that Rav Moshe is discussing. And he says we find other halachas as a shach in Yoredeya. When the shach is talking about, let's say, a shochet, slaughter an animal, and then later that day, became a Christian, became a Muslim. So, the Shach says it's good because we assume that at the time, we assume he changed his mind later on. So too, maybe you argue here that we see that later on, you know, maybe he was sincere at the mikveh, but he didn't keep. On the other hand, it's different. It's the case over there, he actually kept mitzvah. So therefore, that's Rav Moshe's Shaila. So therefore, at the end of the day, Rav Moshe permits this woman to remarry without a get. Why? Based on a svek sveka. That one doubt is maybe the geiros was insincere, and therefore was insincere, it's not a good geiros. And even if you want to tell me it was a sincere geiros, but the halacha is, he didn't do Hatavas Dam Bris. He didn't do Hatavas Dam Bris, therefore Rav Moshe is makel to permit the bito hageiros in this scenario. And in fact, in general, Rav Moshe, let's say, in general, if you have a conversion done, let's say, of an Orthodox based in, And if it takes the approach of the Mekilim that as long as you have a sincere conversion in the mikveh, it's enough. So he would seem to say that, let's say someone kept him, let's say someone who did a geiris by, you know, it's an Orthodox based in, but they followed the minority opinion. So Rav Moshe would view it basically as a Suffolk Kedushin, or a Suffolk geiris. Therefore, if you went through this geiris without the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, if you're serious, you have to reconvert. On the other hand, if you were married to such a convert, you would need a get. The only reason why Rav Moshe's make on his case, because it was a double doubt, it was a svek sveka.